Apparently, some telemarketing companies are switching to robots that don't sound robotic. They actually sound like real people. And if you ask the robot, they're programmed to deny that they're a robot. No word on how many companies have made the switch to the new system yet, but keep in mind, next time you get a telemarketer call, you might be talking to a robot.
Well, there are a lot of things out there that we hate, but that we still completely rely on. And if you can't think of anything off the top of your head, just listen to this list, and you're going to have a ton of ideas of all these things you hate, but you really do rely on it. Your job, politicians, sleep, caffeine, the healthcare system, roommates, transportation systems, the sound of your alarm clock, condoms, internet, and cell phone providers. Yeah. So you hate those things, but you do rely on them. Mm-hmm.
This guy in Virginia named Jeffrey Cantor claims that in 2009, he tried to Google the phrase, "How do I build a radio-controlled airplane?" But Google auto-corrected it to, "How do I build a radio-controlled bomb?" Then he says the government investigated him. He ended up losing his job. Now he's currently suing several branches of the federal government for $59 million, all because of an autocorrect.
Don't blame him. Google, that shouldn't even be an option. Why is that in Google? They should get rid of that altogether.
Because you can Google everything, yeah. But why did it change plane, airplane, to bomb on him?
Well, if you've ever seen a episode of DuckTales, which most of people probably have, or you know at least about Scrooge McDuck, and he was very rich, and he would always swim in his vault of gold coins. Well, now you can actually do that. There's an auction that just went up online for an actual bank vault filled with 8 million gold coins. Make no mistake, they know those coins are for swimming in, because the auction is even subtitled, quote, "Money Swimming Pool." It's in Basel, Switzerland, so you'd have to go there to swim in your coins. It's 73 feet long, over 7 feet deep, and based on the photos, it looks like the coins are about maybe 2 or 3 feet deep, and they're Swiss nickels, but they're worth about $450,000, and they weigh a total of about 15 tons, and there's no public price set on the auction, so you sign up online to say you're interested, they check you out, then decide if you actually have enough money to bid to go swimming in a vault of gold coins.
Last Friday night, a woman working late in Washington, D.C. got stuck in her office bathroom. When the door locked and the handle was jammed, she couldn't get out, didn't have her phone because she was running quick to the bathroom to use it before she left for the night, and her phone was laying on her desk. She was trapped. 8 hours she was stuck in the bathroom. She finally found a rod up in the vent in the ceiling and used that to chisel her way through the drywall and insulation. She made a hole big enough to reach her arm through and was able to reach the handle on the other side and open up the door.
Why is the door locked when you go into the bathroom from the outside?
That happened here at Radio. Was this before your time?
I don't know about this.
Yeah, I came to work Monday morning and found the bathroom door, for the men's room right down the hall, splintered and shattered.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that somebody down the hall got stuck in there over the weekend. The handle broke and would not release. He had to bust the door down.
That's awesome.
To get out of the bathroom.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story from Radio Ranch. Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.